Carrock 955, it's Tom and Loggy. Very sad news over the weekend with the passing of Taylor Hawkins in Columbia.
Man, I still just can't get over it.
I know, yeah.
It just feels really just shocking. I mean, he was just here and so many people had just seen him. They were just out and about doing their thing.
We were lucky enough to see his last Australian show, but we're going to go live now to Bogota in Columbia, where they were supposed to be performing when the news broke of his passing. He did pass away in a hotel room in Bogota. And to tell us all about it is an Aussie expat by the name of Eddie White. He joins us now. Good morning or good afternoon, your time, mate.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, it's what time is it? 1:30 in the afternoon here on a nice chilly Sunday in Bogota. Yeah. So thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us about the festival is Estéreo Picnic, and it was a multi-day festival, but Foo Fighters were supposed to headline. Was it the first day?
Yeah, so it was a three-day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday festival here. It was traditionally done every year, but during the pandemic it was sort of halted for the last couple of years. So they had 2 years to plan like a mega version. And yeah, Foo Fighters were headlining on the Friday night. And, you know, some other really big acts as well over the Saturday and Sunday. And so I thought, well, yeah, of course I'm going to see Foo Fighters. It's only like a couple of hours from where I live. And, yeah, we were so excited. And Friday was the night that it was all going to happen. But obviously, as it turned out, it went completely the wrong way, didn't it?
So where were you when you found out the news? Was the festival already going when the news broke, or was it something that happened the pre-start of the festival?
So we, most people like on the Friday would go after work, you know, so we sort of headed off sort of 6 o'clock to the festival. It took us about 4 hours to get there because of the huge amount of traffic. So we got there around about, you know, 10:15, and we walked in, get out, you know, our passes and everything like that. And someone in the line said, you know, Taylor Hawkins had died. And we thought, oh, they're just being, you know, they're trying to get in line or something, you know, trying to get in the front of the line or something like that. And so I Googled it on my phone and I saw the article. But at that stage, it was just articles in the Colombian news. So I thought, what? Like, why isn't it in the other news yet? And it had literally just been announced. And they were due to go on stage at 11. So we were pumped and ready to go and see them play. And, and then it was the weirdest feeling because it was like, you know, you spent all day or week or month thinking about it. And then suddenly it was like, not only had he died, but it was like he died at this place, you know, like where you were. And it was utterly sort of one of the most surreal moments of my life. Everyone was walking around like just not knowing what to do. And there were still other bands playing. So the Black Pumas played and they were really great, but everyone was in this weird sort of trance-like state of just shock and deflation and all of those things.
How did the festival itself reflect, or they obviously had to tell everyone? They couldn't assume that people had just read it online. So how did they tell everyone?
Instagram was like the first one. I think they posted something on Instagram about it, and then you know, word spread pretty quickly after that. But there was not a lot of phone coverage at the festival, so I had phone coverage because I was in the very entrance. But a lot of people inside didn't know what was going on because they couldn't even, you know, get a signal on their phone. So that was how it kind of spread. And then went after that band played, like Pumas played, they put like a tribute on the screen and played My Hero, and people were sort of standing around and singing. So it was sort of very last minute thing they had to be able to do. But and they lit candles on stage. So it was like, it was super surreal. And afterwards, we, because we were driving back home anyway, and the Four Seasons Hotel wasn't too far from where my friend lived. So we dropped by there, and there was police all out in front of the hotel. So clearly he was still inside. And there was like a little shrine that people had put some candles and flowers and that kind of thing. And so we sort of stopped to pay our respects because we thought, you know, like this is a pretty big moment in musical history. So we wanted to sort of pay our tributes to him. So that was a surreal Friday night, that's for sure. Very sad.
What about the other musical acts as the festivals continued? I'm guessing it's one of those things that the show must go on, but I'm guessing a lot of tributes are coming through as well.
Yeah, like I was really interested to see it on the Saturday, which was just how, you know, different acts would approach it. And basically, I think the Jungle played, and they sort of played a song in tribute to him. And then also when J Balvin, who's like this huge, you know, Colombian reggaeton star over here, he put on this beautiful video of Taylor playing this awesome drum solo. And it was just really cool looking around and seeing everyone dazzled by, you know, the talent of the man. And so I think that, you know, all these musicians from different genres, different countries, like, they so had so much respect for him. And, you know, you've seen that in the news, haven't you? Like, everyone just, this outpouring of, like, this guy was the man, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine it feels like for him, the band, well, not for him, but for the band, it feels like he would have passed a long way from home. But the Colombian people, from what I've heard, very, very warm. So I imagine they've been they've handled the situation pretty well and have been very respectful. And, you know, the vibe around the city and the country even would be very somber.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the huge music fans in this country, I mean, there's, it's one of the nicknames of Colombia is the land of a thousand rhythms. So there's literally more dances and more styles of music than you can think about, you know. And rock music family is, in this particular city in Bogota, it's always been such a huge thing. You know, the huge Metallica fans, huge Iron Maiden fans, Foo Fighters, every time a big, they really go crazy for them. So Foo Fighters were no different. And they'd been here a couple of times before, so they definitely had a connection with the city. But yeah, people were devastated. I think also because they feel like, you know, when someone dies in your city, you almost feel this sense of not responsibility, but there's this weird sort of like guilt, you know, like even if it's nothing to do with nothing to do with your city. But obviously, you know, in the past, Colombia has had real prejudices against it because of, you know, drug wars and Pablo Escobar and all these things, and they're really trying to shed those perceptions because it's changed so much in the years. And then when something like this happens, it's a shame that it's a negative kind of thing, you know, because it's such a beautiful place and beautiful people. So I hope it doesn't, you know, make people think that it's this sort of place where drugs are here, there, and everywhere. Because to be honest, you know, I think there's probably more drugs in Australia that I've seen than here. So I think it's, you know, so no, it's a really beautiful country, and I think that they've definitely paid tribute to him in lots of different ways. And now he's always got a connection with Foo Fighters, always have a connection with Colombia in a way, you know.
Yeah, in not a great way, but look, mate. So good to talk to you this morning. So you're headed to day three of the festival now.
No, I got to go home at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm done. Look, I really want to. Like, I spent the last two nights, you know, up late dancing. But, you know, I'm not 25 anymore. So today they've got Doja Cat. They've got ASAP Rocky.
Oh, you've got to go, Strokes. Eddie. Come on. Get out there.
God, I know. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? I should be going to see the Strokes and should be going to see ASAP and stuff. But
have a nap and get out there.
I need you as my coach. You're going to be my coach.
All right, Eddie. Look, so good to talk to you, mate. Stay safe. And thank you for bringing us what's going on, you know, on the ground in Bogota, in Colombia right now. And hopefully we can catch up with you again real soon.
Yeah, anytime.